Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me here on the show. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you with us. And I want to say something I say all of the time. I say it all the time. I really do. For all my new listeners, welcome to the show. So glad you decided to stop by and spend some time with me today. But to my faithful listeners, you know who you are. You've been with me since day one, or you've been with me on this journey for a long time. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you and how much I think of you. And I'm just giving you virtual hugs, every last one of you. Just love, 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 love you. Thank you so much. Well, today, I'm excited about the topic that we're going to dive into, and I've actually done this topic or variation of it probably once a year, and I want to discuss it again today, or at least I'll open up the conversation about it today. But for those of you who may have joined me on last week, you may know that we had some technical difficulties, and we're still not exactly sure why, but I'm thinking it's because we're doing some renovations here in our office. We are, and I'm really excited about it. In fact, all of us are excited about it. They are actually expanding, you know, our office because we have more clients. We have a lot more activity going on. We're hiring new staff and producers, which is generating even more activity. So we are actually expanding our conference area. We're expanding our reception area, the kitchen area. We're expanding the work area where most of our people do most of their work. We're increasing that space back there. And what they're doing, they're having to go in and do some rewiring. And so I'm thinking that that may have contributed to our issue on last week. So we still have a little bit of time before they're actually complete, because we still have quite a few things that need to be done. But our office is really excited about it. So I want to just say thank you so much for your patience on last week. We're hoping that we don't have that type of interruption again. So thank you so very much for being patient with us on last week. But also I want to mention to you as well, we did a pilot program. For those of you who've been with us for a long time, you know we did a pilot program testing during our program in the evening. And it actually worked out really nicely. So we are looking to hopefully officially launch an evening program within the next week or two. So be patient with that as well. We're really looking forward to that. So I just want to say thank you for being so gracious. And I do want to apologize for any inconvenience. If you took time out of your day to sign on and we were not there, it's not because we weren't trying to be there. We were doing our best, but we just had a lot going on, and I just think it was because of the wiring connection. So even the wireless, we couldn't So, thank you so much.
Well, yeah, I want to dedicate the show.
Today, I want to talk to you, to those of you who are considering yet once again, or for the first time, starting a business.
For the last few weeks, we talked about
digital marketing and the impact that it's having, not just nationally, but globally. It is having a huge impact on the way businesses do things. Not only that, but another small device that has had a huge impact and is continuing to have a huge impact on the way businesses market to their clients and market to potential clients is one little device. And you probably have one or two. You may even have three. But it is the mobile phone, the cell phone. It has made a huge impact on the way businesses are doing things now. And so we talked a little bit about that on last week. But today I'm going to be talking about starting a business. And for those who are looking to start a business, or maybe you already have a business, there's quite a bit of planning that goes on with businesses and making really important decisions. There's all type of legal activities, trying to decide what the structure of the business is going to be. It can be interesting, but it can be fun all at the same time. And if you've never gone through it, trust me, if you're starting a business that you really like and you really enjoy, it really can be fun actually starting the business and doing everything that needs to be done. So what I'm going to do is kind of share with you four elements that you really want to take a look at with your new business or starting a business. One is you've got to take a look at actually planning your business. And then once you plan the business, launching your business. And after you have launched the business, you've got to manage that baby. You've got to manage that business. Oh, but then you also hopefully will be doing your best to grow your business. So those are four major elements as it relates to business. And I've mentioned this before, and to those of you who have heard my previous shows, the Small Business Administration is a wonderful, wonderful resource for small businesses, small business owners, those who are wanting to start a business. The Small Business Administration, great place to start. I know when I started my businesses, I was very fortunate to have people who were around me who were familiar with starting business. They were familiar with the paperwork. They were familiar with not only for-profit, but non-profit with LLCs. And so I learned quite a bit from them, but I learned a lot on my own as well. And it's okay if you don't know everything you need to do. We can help with some of that, and not only that, but the Small Business Administration can help as well. So the first thing I want to talk about is planning your business. Planning your business. What are some things involved in planning your business? And like I mentioned before, we talked a little bit about digital marketing, you know, awareness, making people aware that you exist, engaging people so that, you know, they're interested in your services. You know, what type of products, what type of services are you going to offer? And those are questions that you have to ask yourself. So one of the first things you want to take a look at is, you know, the research, the competition that's out there. And when we come back from this short break, we are going to take a look at some of the research that you might need to take a look at if you want to start your business right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I must admit, I am just so delighted that you took time out of your day to join me right here. I am. I'm very delighted. So thank you so much for joining here on the show. And as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about starting your business. Or do you already have a business? Trust me, even if you already have a business, these are some wonderful things to refresh yourself on. And these may be some steps that you skipped, and you might need to go back and incorporate them in your plans, in your future plans. And for those who may be just joining me, I mentioned that I want to thank you so much for your patience during our renovations at this office. We're really excited about it. And you may hear some background noise from time to time. It's okay. I haven't fallen into a hole or anything. But we're just looking forward to everything being completed. But you know it's a process. So you have to take the good with the bad. But it really hasn't been bad. It's actually been a pretty good process because they do most of the work. In fact, they do pretty much the majority of the work when we're not here. So that's great. Well, let's dive in. Doing your research, and I'm going to tell you, this is probably one of the best things, in my opinion, that you can do when you're doing your starting your business, is your market research. Market research and competitive analysis. I remember when I was starting a business, I honestly didn't want to do any market research. I really felt like, you know what, I know what I'm doing, and if I get out here and I just work hard and I do my best, I will be successful. And it was nothing wrong with the attitude of doing your best and being successful, but let me tell you one of the benefits of doing research and taking a look at your competition out there. I'm going to tell you how I benefited from doing that. One of the ways I benefited was this. I was able to see what was working for them and what wasn't. I was able to take a look at some of their marketing pieces, some of their branding, and I took a look at what looked really well, the businesses that were really being successful, why they were being successful, and was it attributed to some of the things that I saw on their website? Was it attributed to their services? Taking a look at what they offered, looking at their pricing, it really helped in developing some of my marketing. Now, I didn't use some of the things that we were doing, but it really did help me to define even further some of the things that I was wanting to do, and it was awesome. I'm telling you, when you do a competitive analysis, it's awesome. And today, because you have a lot of digital platforms and software, you can also go and check and see what others are doing, how successful they are, you know, if they really are doing well, the type of clients they have, if the type of ads that they're doing. You can really do that and do very, very well at it. So doing your research is huge. Now, what are some things you're going to be taking a look at when you're doing market research in order to find customers and in order to market to clientels and prospects that you may not have even thought of marketing to? You're going to be taking a look at behaviors, economic trends. What are some of the economic trends that are taking place out there? Those are things you want to take a look at, because it would be a terrible thing to try to market a product or a service and the market may be saturated or there's no longer a need for that in the area where you are. So it's really good to do your market research. Gathering information about demand. Is there even a desire for your product or service? And trust me, depending on where you are, depending on what part of the world you are in, there may or may not be a need for your product or your service. So doing market research first is really huge. And then taking a look at the market size. You know, how many people do you think will be interested in your services? Or who do you want to market to, your target market? Do you know who that is? Who do you want to spend marketing dollars on so that they can be aware of your services or engage with your company or purchase your services and convert over to clients? All of these are things that you would take a look at in your market research. And where do your customers live? Where is your ideal client? Do you know who your ideal client is? Have you done any personas on the type of client that you would like to work with? And also understanding, depending on where they're located and depending on where you want to locate your business, how many companies are in the area where you are that are your direct competitors? What are they doing? Are you going to be doing things similar? Are you going to be doing things different? What will separate you from your competition? These are all questions that I had to take a look at with my business as well. And then I had to decide on, you know, how much do I want to work? How much time is it going to take to run this business based on what other companies are doing? And then the pricing. What do customers potentially pay for other services? And I'm telling you, I looked at all of that. I did. I looked at all of that, and it was so helpful for me. And again, this is just research. And doing the research, you may find more information than you bargained for. So take a look at that. Take a look at your research. Take a look at the economic trends, things that are going on around you. Take a look at some of the statistics. Take a look at the income, the employment of the persons or the target market that you're interested in. Believe it or not, with some of the software and some of the online sites that they have out today now, oh my goodness, you can really dig deep and target specific people, specific market, specific gender, age bracket, income levels, professionals, different industries. You can really target the type of people that you're interested in marketing to. Isn't that awesome? You know, back in the day, you really had to either go to the library or you had to just depend on your gut feelings or depend on what people were saying. But now, oh my goodness, there's so much information out there at your disposal that you can use to help you build your business and build an awesome business at that. So when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into planning for your business. Oh, it's so exciting. It really, really is. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app. And I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online. And if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. We are talking about planning your business. You want to start a business? Oh, I am just so proud of you. I think that's awesome. You want to start a consulting firm? You go. That's great. You want to do a tutoring business? Wow. Magnificent. Or maybe you want to do a lawn care service, you want to do a cooking service, you love cooking and you just want to do that, you sew, you want to do a fashion line. I think it's just awesome that you're at a point or that you want to do that. You want to have more than one income stream. You may want to start out part-time and then go into it full-time and just start doing well. I think that's wonderful. And so if that's something that you're interested in doing, you can just go ahead and start doing some research on planning your business. We discussed market research and taking a look at your competition, seeing what they're doing, seeing where they are, looking at some of their websites and their products and services and seeing how yours stack up against theirs. It's great doing that. So now we're going to talk about your business plan, writing your business plan. And to be honest, there really isn't a right or wrong way to write a business plan. It really isn't, but it is a good idea to do your best to lay your plans out on paper and go through the different stages of your business and starting managing your business. It almost serves like a roadmap, a template for your business. But not only will it help you in terms of structuring and starting to think about how you're going to grow your business and run your business, but it also makes you really think seriously about what you're doing and how you're going to go about doing it. And the purpose is to help you to stay on track and try to help you to be successful in what you're doing. And it's okay. There are different types of business plans that are out there. There are traditional types of business plans that are very detailed. They take, you know, some time to write. They tend to be more comprehensive. But it really helps you to get those thoughts out and really take a look at what you're doing. There are lean startup plans as well. They may not have as much detail. They're a little, you can write them a little bit faster, but they tend to include the key elements of a business plan. And, of course, most of the business plans out there include, like, an executive summary. And in writing my executive summary, it took some time for me to really think about what it was that I wanted to do and how I was going to go about doing it. And starting to write a business plan really helps you stick to that and makes you think. And the executive summary just tells whoever's looking at your business plan or whoever's reading your business plan and reading about your company, it just basically tells them why you think the company will be successful and why you're starting the business. It could include things like your vision, your mission statement. It could include information about the staff that you will need, where you're going to be located. It may even include some financial information. But it just gives them a brief summary about your company, about your thoughts, and about your business. So there's all kind of information out there on the internet. There are books out there that can help you in writing your business plan. But it really is a roadmap. It will include information about your company, about your organization, your management, what type of services will you provide, or what type of products will you provide? Will you have more than one product, more than one product line? It also includes your business plan, includes your marketing. How are you going to go about marketing? How are you going to go about selling your services, your product? Is it a for-profit? Is it a non-profit business? And then if you decide you need funding, if you're looking for funding, this is going to be a great way to outline the funding and why you need the funding for your business. But if someone's going to be looking at funding your business and helping you, they're going to want to see some financial projections. What are some projections that you have as it relates to your business? And that may be supplemental to your business plan. But give an idea as to what the financial outlook, what will it look like in 5 years, a year, 5 years, 10 years? What type of cash flow are you going to have? They may look for balance statements. And if you're going to have any expenditures, what does that look like? So for the first year, you may decide to be a little bit more detailed and tell them what your monthly spending is going to be or what your quarterly spending is going to be. What are your projections? What do you foresee for your company? And those of you who are very analytical and you like graphs and charts, this is a great time to include some of those graphs and charts to give those who may be more visual, those who may need to see things in detail. This may be a great opportunity for you to use those skills and put those graphs and tables and charts in your business plan. So those are just a couple of things that you can take a look at when you're planning your business, your marketing research. What is the competition? What does the competition look like out there? You know, who's going to be right up the street from you that may be in direct competition from you, be in direct competition with you? And then taking a look at your startup costs. How much is it going to cost? Is it going to just be a small amount of out-of-pocket? Is it going to take more than what you anticipated? This is why it's important to take a look at your business plan, to start taking a look at, okay, what is it going to cost me? Am I going to need to buy paper? Am I going to need a printer? Am I going to need a copier? Like, will you need cartridges? Or will you get your printing and do your marketing at a copy center? Or will you have someone do it for you? And how much is it going to cost? How much are you going to need a location? Are you going to do it from home? These are just some preliminary things you can start thinking about in starting your business. And then funding your business. How are you going to fund your business? Are you going to do an existing business? Are you going to look at purchasing a franchise? You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to start it? Those are things that you want to take a look at as well with your business and planning your business. And I know it sounds like a lot, but trust me, when you are starting a business that you really enjoy, you're doing something that you really enjoy, it really can be enlightening, and it can be very fun putting this stuff on paper. It really can. And if you're at that point where you're looking to do that, congratulations. Keep going. And, you know, there have been people who have started businesses without a formal business plan. Even though they didn't have it on paper, it had to be in their head, because some of the same things we're talking about, you have to do. You have to know where you're going to locate yourself. How much does it cost to get started? There are things that you have to take a look at. So I am so happy for you if this is something that you're looking to do. And again, a wonderful resource that you may want to take a look at is the Small Business Administration. They have some great information, but not only that, but they also have counselors that you can talk to and get free business counseling. So check them out. Go to their website, www.sba.gov. And they can give you some wonderful information. And listen, you know, my dad used to tell me years ago when I started my business, he said, you know what? If you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. You know, sometimes people feel intimidated by people who are smarter than they are. Why? That's a good thing. That's a good thing, because in some areas you may be smarter than them. But He said, surround your people by, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are if you want to be successful. And I'm passing that great information on to you. Thank you so much again for joining me. And I hope you have a wonderful day and a productive week. This is Sharon.
You are moving. Maybe with you. An opportunity to be heirs of the kingdom. It's all about God's amazing grace. And this song that is called This is Amazing Grace, that's real difference.